Recording.
I'm a Zionist. Of course I'm going to eat all the hummus. I heard there was hummus in Palestine. I'm going to stick it in me. I'm a Zionist.
I don't know how I got to...
I'm a pie-eatinist. Pie-eatinist.
Pie-eatinist, bitch.
Stick it in me.
I don't know how I got to 200 kilograms. Must be all of that delicious Israeli hummus I've been eating.
Is hummus.
What she says cheekily while fucking devouring actual brown babies.
It's like need a, to it's eradicate like the commas. Yeah. They thought the reason why they put those bitches in that video was because they thought it was anti-gooning propaganda. They tried to eradicate hummus. And I tried to come to it, but like I couldn't get that. She just pops up.
I don't know. It seems like a conflicting objectives. Like they're doing a whole like repopulation program, but and then you've got these TikTok hoes walking around. Like no one's gonna know what we're talking about.
Lawrence,
was it? Yes.
Have you ever heard of a thing called depression?
Depression? Oh, sure, what about depression?
Because we have Anime Chan couldn't make an intro.
Oh, yeah.
This week.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
Yeah, because Anime Chan might be a little bit manic. might just be a little bit crazy. So she wrote like the first verse to like a whole bunch of them, and then she couldn't get it together. They all sounded cringe, and then that fucking I just couldn't stop watching that fucking video over and over and over and over, and over again.
Oh dear! Oh, you were really watching that shit on repeat?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
no!
Yeah.
I think I kind of got the picture after like one or two.
The nuance is trying to understand the mutations that these bitches have gone through to get to this fucking point. And like, how are you blonde and fat and a fucking Jew? What's going on?
Yeah.
Hey. I don't understand it. I don't really understand what being a Jew is anymore.
Yeah.
Other than being. Well,
Jews used to be cool.
Jews used to be cool. I can't think of a single cool Jew. Not one.
I'm gonna have to
not even our one listener from Israel. Fuck you.
Yes, well, yeah, no, as long as you got that flag next to your name, I'm sorry, but like. I was gonna say Bob Dylan, of course at some point. I was going to say.
So definitely not currently a cool Jew.
I was gonna say Woody Allen. I don't know.
It's just pretty cool.
I guess you didn't go through a phase where you thought Woody Allen was like a erudite and like a charming individual that
I still like that movie where he fucks that teenage girl.
Yeah, was it like Manhattan?
Yeah, it was a good film. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, is she six? Is she actually 16 in it? The actress.
Look. Once you're a Hollywood director, you can make these bitches do whatever you want.
Did he marry her? No, he didn't marry her. Did he?
No, mm-hmm. Not Asian enough.
But child enough.
Yeah.
Child enough for me.
I'm sorry. It's fucking. Woody Allen. Have you seen, what was it, Love and Death? That's like his take on like, it's like a comedic take on the Russian classics, you know, War and Peace and shit.
Is that the one where he does that, like there's a scene in it where he's like a sperm or something?
Oh, no, that's like everything you always wanted to know about
sex. No, I haven't seen Love and Death.
No. It's funny. That's all I really have to say about it. And also, what's her name? The bitch in the waistcoats. White hoe.
No.
Ideal. Yeah.
Actress.
Oh, I forgot her name but like.
Actress.
You ever watch Vicky Cristina Barcelona?
No. Is there a Vespa in that one? They go around in a Vespa or like a horse drawn cart?
Yeah, they spend quite some time in Spain.
I remember like cobbled streets
imagine.
And shit.
Yeah. Someone's probably riding a Vespa in there. Yeah. You remember the Vespa and not the fucking makeout scene between Penelope Cruz and other bitch?
Nope.
Wow.
And that made no impression on me. I guess I'm just not as into kids as you are.
Penelope Cruz. Never mind. Never fucking mind.
Anime Now.
You're listening to Anime Now. Warning, you've stepped into the rape zone. This is an all rape, all the time zone. Anime Now.
I was in some shit last night. I went home and like that was I should not the that movie that the movie that we watched this week
yeah
should not have watched in the state that I was in last night.
Oh no. how did you respond?
How did I respond? Well, I got
we watched Belladonna of Sadness.
We watched Belladonna of Sadness. It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it was gay as fuck. But
oh yeah, no, 100%.
I love that folk horror shit. I love that rape revenge shit.
Yeah.
It had like Jodorowsky vibes.
Yeah.
Like reminded me a little bit of one of my favorite Jodorowsky films. One of my favorite films. Santa Sangre, but only in the sort of revengey sense. Anyway, and it had like a.
It's of that period, isn't it?
Yeah, when was it?
1971.
Okay. Yeah, it had like Argento vibes as well.
Yeah.
That was sick. And like the soundtrack was very Mort Garson as well. Mort Garson. He did the music for Plantasia. Music for plants.
Yeah.
That's his like the sort of big famous one. He's done loads of shit.
Huh.
Like a bunch of music for adverts and shit like that.
I see. Yeah. So it made an impression on you.
Mm. Fuck yeah. Yeah. I wasn't to that sort of shit.
So you watched half of it and then you watched the second half.
I watched the first like 20 minutes.
And then
I watched the rest of it.
Yeah, because it morphs. It's a fucking trip. It's like literally a trip. Let me lay down some synopsis real quick. So Belladonna of Sadness, 1971, produced by Mushi Production. It's a story of a woman named Jean who gets married to a man named Jean, and unable to consummate it with her beloved because she promptly gets very raped in the first 5 minutes of the film.
I remember on New Year's Eve, some fucking anime bitch mentioned it did the podcast about anime. So I was at the party of that had the dollhouse that was just full of anime and trans girls. Everyone there was. I got her talking about anime. Mentioned we were watching Belladonna of Sadness, and she said, there's a lot of rape in that. and I didn't really. Put it to the back of my mind.
Rubbing her chin. A lot of rape.
Welcome to the rape zone.
whose choice was that? Are they okay?
Sorry, I interrupted you. I didn't talk about the film that it reminded me of the most, but carry on talking about your shit.
Oh, Yeah, so she gets very raped.
Hard-hard.
It's hard. It's a graphic yet expressive scene. Of course, as women like to hide from us, after being raped, she gains powers from the devil and uses those to take her slow and subtle revenge out on the court that wronged her, taking the people's village with her into an orgy of power and control.
Also, there's a very good sort of Haxony scene in it.
What now?
Have you seen Haxan?
No, what's this?
It's an old silent movie about witchcraft and
Oh, right.
the practices of
Right,
devil
right,
worship.
right.
And it has lots of sort of devil orgy scenes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the best kind of orgies.
Yeah. Like a Haxan's one of the sort of the folk horror like classic canon
Yeah.
movies.
So like Eastern European or something, like
German, Austrian, Swiss,
yeah,
something like that.
okay, yeah.
Yeah. Is that the story? You done with the synopsis?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's
like
it, more
it
or less.
Reminded me, the film it reminded me the most of was have you ever heard of a film called V?
Shit, no, I haven't.
So it's a Soviet horror film. And it's like that people talk about it as the only horror film that the Soviets made in the Soviet era.
Oh yeah.
And that might not be true, but it's the only one I've seen anyway.
Yeah, historically, quite lovely time. I can't imagine any horrors taking place during.
Yeah, but it has very similar beats, and it was like because this movie war, it's like politics on its sleeve pretty hard.
Yeah,
and so this movie was so V, this Soviet horror film is also about sort of the people's revenge upon nobility. In V's case, the nobility was like the Cossacks and the church.
Sure.
And so because the Soviets made it, and so they were the big enemies at the time, the enemies the sort of counter-revolutionary powers, the Cossacks and the Church. In that film again, like a sort of a woman is acting out the vengeance of the people.
Hell yeah.
In the haunting and terrorizing of the village.
That sounds pretty tight.
It's fucking sick. The ending is fucking awesome. The ending has all these like puppets and prosthetics and shit as the ghouls and goblins from like you know of and it's fucking incredible. It's like something out of Labyrinth but on
hell
that,
yeah
that
when was this
Soviet
produced
acid.
You know
V
I'm not gonna look this shit up.
I don't know, like 70s maybe.
Hell yeah! So there's something in the air.
Fuck. Yeah,
there's something going on.
It's Lady Liberty and shit.
Liberty leading
the
people.
Women acting. I mean, the women have to be seen to have to sort of be suffered and tortured in all of these movies and and then they, have this sort of grand rape revenge.
It's like, it's a
funny, guys. This is funny. I'm being really funny today. But yeah, V is fucking sick, and it reminds me a lot of V.
I'm curious. I'm gonna have to check that one.
Yeah, check it out.
Sure.
Make sure you watch till the end. I've told people to watch it before, and they've skipped out on the end. The ending is fucking incredible.
No, I'll keep that in mind. I don't know. I think this film definitely triggered something in me, and nothing quite to do with rape necessarily. Very very fortunate to have avoided that until now. I'm like a cat, you know. I'm very agile, so you're gonna have to pin me down or knock me over the head with like a frozen leg of lamb before you can really do the deed. And you know, if you sort of like agree beforehand that you know, you're not gonna put up much of a resistance, but make it look real. It's not really rape, is it? Like, but aside from that, the film made me think, made me want to watch more films like it. It made me feel disappointed for.
Set my mind going straight away. Belladonna. Belladonna, Deadly Nightshade. Belladonna is Deadly Nightshade, and so the flowers and the berries were that she was eating in it were Deadly Nightshade.
Right.
I can't remember where I was going with that. I had something about that. Also not funny.
There is some A Language of Flowers funny. Stuff going on in Belladonna Sadness. That's all right. I think my main intention was to like talk about anime with the podcast.
I don't want to fucking talk about anime.
Ooh, it's happening now.
It was fucking gay.
I thought it was... I think
was that even an anime? That wasn't an anime.
It was animated
Japanese movie.
It was made in Japan. I think this is like the argument in it. Mm. Like this is the big one.
She looked like something out of a French New Wave movie a little bit.
Yeah,
Had that like French New Wave shit.
Yeah, it's the very 70s model-esque figure in silhouette. Very Art Nouveau inspired kind of appearance, the way that she's framed and the backdrops and stuff.
Do you think that they'll let me go to the anime convention cosplaying as the little penis guy?
It's me. I love the little penis guy, except for the rape stuff, of course. That the unwanted sexual advances. Very cool, everyone. I like this arc.
I like a little penis who knows what he wants.
That would be sick. I like when the
can they
little
kick me
penis...
out if it's an anime?
I don't think they can.
They can't.
Oh, I think
I read the rules. I checked the rules, and it didn't.
I think you can definitely attend this. The Satan / penis guy.
Sick.
I think that would be a sick reference. I think everyone else is like dressed as fucking Genshin Impact characters. <Shit. laughs>
What the fuck is Genshin Impact? I don't understand.
I don't fucking know.
What is it?
That's we're too old for that shit. We're too old for Genshin Impact.
Fucking it's fucking everywhere.
Overwatch cosplayers. Fortnite.
Overwatch is so fucking gay.
Yeah.
It's that kind of shit that makes anime look fucking gay.
Overwatch ain't anime though, what?
Like, but that shit, like people liking that kind of bollocks.
Yeah, like, I mean it's just going to transpire in every generation, every couple of years. We're just gonna have gay shit happen to us.
Watching this in movie, our cultural sphere. My mind, which is I think I hate anime or I still hate anime.
Yeah,
because I don't like that fucking superhero bollocks. Like, I'm just not into that. And so much of this bollocks is just like fucking Marvel, Batman bollocks for like pussies.
Yeah, yeah.
Pussies and bitches.
Children, yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I can't really throw stones, but like, I know you get a hearty go off from me. And you say you hate anime, but I know better than that.
This was a fucking a movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't fucking anime. Why are the Japanese so obsessed with the French?
I don't know. I think there is like they split their obsession between various European between European countries. I think their obsession with Germans is a bit stronger than the French. Mm. But like you know, as far as artistic cultural achievements,
like the Japanese left are obsessed with the French.
Hmm?
The Japanese left are obsessed with the French.
Are they?
Yeah, the artsy ones.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think like that. The whole like,
yeah, I suppose they had that. Yeah, the 60s student protest wave. Yeah, that sort of like happened at the same time.
They had that shit in Japan, didn't they? Yeah,
yeah. There was something like that. I never really associated that with France though. French maids, I guess.
French maids,
very important export. Yeah. It's sort of like a shorthand for like elegance and like cultural sensitivity and like
have you met the French?
No, cultural sensitivity was not the right word. What's the word I'm looking for? Cultural
aestheticism.
You sure? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in the same way that I don't know, France is pretty dumb. I let the Japanese have their little image of France. Yeah. It's cute.
You ever watch those Tokyo street style videos?
Tokyo street
on
style.
YouTube?
Oh no!
Fucking, they're dressed in all sorts of fucking retarded shit.
GoPro guys?
Huh?
Is that the GoPro guys? They like?
No, they're like where they just go and ask like people in what's the fashion district in Tokyo?
Harajuku?
No, not Harajuku.
Shinjuku
maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just go around asking people like what they're wearing, and they're all wearing fucking Prada and
sure, okay. Like,
Balenciaga.
Oh right. Yeah, no, I don't watch those videos. I consider them spoilers for my eventual trip to Japan. Whenever I see someone on YouTube, I get a video recommended to me. It's like, these rice balls are so delicious. If you go to so-and-so, I'm like, click, go away, cancel, block.
I think I'd rather go to China than Japan. China number one.
Yeah. Well, I agree, me too. Yeah. But I've put so much fucking points into Japan studies at this point.
Just go to China and speak Japanese. Like.
Oh, they'd love me. Mixed race guys speaking Japanese in China. Keeps trying to jump off of the factories into the suicide. Yeah.
I wish I had a suicide net.
Yeah.
So that's so cool. You know, they make that, it's the cheapest place to buy a Honda Cub.
In China?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Mm, they got their own factories there. They make them to slightly lower specs.
Oh, yeah, we could work with that.
Yeah.
We could work with that.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, well, we've got like a fucking pilgrimage, like, goal.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. I've been looking into how to import a motorbike. It's not easy.
Oh,
shit's fucking gay.
Yeah, no, I imagine there would be like extensive costs attached.
Yeah.
Like I got that fucking hitbox from the States. Mm.
From the States.
Yeah.
Oh,
the little one.
Yeah.
I did not know about fucking import tax. They fucking surprised me with that one.
How much they sting you for?
Oh, 60 quid. Yeah, I already paid like
like
300 quid plus shipping for this piece of shit, and then just when the tracker says it arrived in the UK, I'm like, you know, jumping up and down, and then I get a letter saying, "Oh, you gotta pay an extra 60 quid." I'm like, "No,
why? This is fucking bullshit."
Fucking Brexit, ain't it? Fucking. Tories. I think it's Brexit.
I want more bootleg shit.
Yeah.
I want bootleg everything. Next time I go to the thing is, when I went to Kazakhstan, I went to the bootleg markets thinking this shit's gonna be fucking sick.
Yeah.
And actually, the bootleg shit's just kind of really crap.
Yeah.
And they don't boot like cool shit.
No.
They boot like fucking gay shit.
Wait, like what?
I don't know, like the shittiest night cuts.
Like
yeah.
Like, Armani
belts. I love me some Nike shit, but like, yeah, but that, yeah, like fucking Armani Exchange jeans or whatever. Like, I don't even find Armani Exchange jeans. Like, yeah. I fucking do with a pair of Armani Exchange jeans.
Yeah, that's extremely Eastern European, like a style of.
It is. Why do they? What the fuck is with Armani? Armani blows, right?
I mean.
Like Armani, those fucking Armani Exchange jeans and shit, uh-huh. And that logo. Fucking
yeah.
Shit's not cool. Shit fucking blows.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's sort of like coming around to where it might be kind of cool.
No, it's not like, cool. It's not cool. The cuts are shit.
I'm doing the pencil mustache. Like I might just throw on a.
No, you gotta get yourself like what are those leather jackets? My head is fucking soup. I hate it. I can't think straight about fucking anything.
Let's take a breath.
I think I'm gonna see if I can come off this medication. It fucking blows. Fucking blows. I hate my head. I hate fucking soupy head feeling.
Yeah.
Shit.
What medication is this? If you don't mind.
What am I on now? Venflaxine?
Oh no, I don't know about those. You know.
Venflaxine. That's making my mind fucking soup. I want to be locked in a little room.
Yeah.
Fed beef jerky under the under the slit in the door.
No.
And then I want to scratch 3D poetry into the wall for like 6 months. And then come back.
Yeah.
The whole time I'll be popping T-skills and gay patches.
Just transforms. Yeah.
Fucking Belladonna.
Like come out of
the Belladonna of suck this. Galdic.
Like a little padded cocoon where you can like make your art. Mm-hmm. You're too big for a single cell. Your spirit is too bright for that. You can do better. You can do better than that.
What if I did a crime?
Mm-hmm.
What crime could I do where I get props on the wing?
Oh, you got to do a crime to get into the thing.
Well, they're not gonna budget cuts. They're not gonna yeah. Section me willy nilly. I need to do a crime and then. And then plead insanity and then get, you know, those indefinite.
Sure.
Like we sentence you to until you get fat titties. We sentence you to a lifetime in a padded cell or until you get
until
fat titties.
Until the titties is popping. This is a bitch ass judge of the week.
Like, figured out why my titties fucking suck though. If I'm lost a fucking stone.
That's the thing.
If I'm losing a stone and trying to get fat titties, it's not working.
No, that's the trade off there, isn't it? You get to eat more crisps.
Yeah. I don't eat particularly good. But since I gave up vegetarianism, I've been eating a lot of fried chicken. I've been eating a lot of Popeyes. Popeyes is
nice.
The best thing that's ever come to the sea. Popeyes chicken is awesome.
Yeah, Popeyes is pretty fucking excellent.
Yeah. I spent like 17 quid on Popeyes the other day.
Oh, that's light work. Look who you're talking to over here.
You know what I did? I saved half my bag of tendies.
Yeah.
And the next day, I had some Japanese curry in a sachet.
Yeah.
And I had curry rice with...
Hell yeah!
Curry rice with Popeye's chicken tendies.
Ooh.
Fucking slapped.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's nice. Oh shit.
Sick.
Class up that Popeyes. Mm-hmm.
Anime chow.
Yeah, okay, let's Let's talk about some ghoulies and goblins. I think the Belladonna of Sadness is sort of like replete with excellent designs, like every frame a painting type shit.
Little ink guys. Oh, made yeah. So the whole thing's done in watercolor, fantastic watercolor.
Grizzlies, yeah.
And which is cool enough. Like the sort of Art Deco-y, French New Wave up watercolors are cool.
Yeah.
But then they do the cool. They go all Miyazaki little guys on us.
Oh.
Like way cooler than Miyazaki's little guys.
Oh yeah.
Miyazaki can suck my dick. These little guys, they got real dick sucking mouths.
There's some nasty ass ghoulies going on there. There's like the king with his like weird bone head. He's got like two dicks coming out of his skull or some shit. It's like flesh. It also looks like a fucking drumstick bone, more than a penis, really.
Why is John such? Well, he was a little bitch.
He's a huge bitch.
Why did he strangle her at the beginning? I didn't quite get that.
I
thought she died, and I thought we were in the afterlife at the beginning.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Shut the
guess
fuck
because
up, bitch.
Yeah.
I was right. Shut up.
that's usually how that goes, isn't it? It's tragic. Tragic set of circumstances, and Jean is simply a weak, weak individual.
I didn't know this was a feminist movie.
Well, I mean, it's like 1971 feminism.
Yeah,
sort of
that
like
was what it was.
Free love, like liberalism.
I
think the ultimate message is like
it was a feminist movie written by men, almost 110%, and it's like socialist worker party like brand of feminism.
It's like feminism is cool as long as
which is in line with the I was raped shut up as well. It's a socialist worker party tradition.
It's like it's like the kind of person who holds to the phrase "pussy is power" is like a legitimate quote or something, and not something that your black uncle unironically says.
Very fucking Lizzo. I'm a Lizzo socialist.
I don't know. I thought it was still pretty cool in the way that it sort of portrays.
Women of the world, take over.
Power.
Don't the world will come to an end? You know that song?
No.
Jim O'Rourke.
Jim
O'Rourke. Women of the world, take over. No, it's not Jim O'Rourke. Jim O'Rourke covered it. It's Ivor Cutler. Actually, do you know Ivor Cutler?
No.
Oh, Ivor Cutler's fucking great. He was this like Scottish nonsense poet.
Ivor Cutler.
Yeah, Ivor.
Right. Okay.
Ivor.
Sure. Yeah. No. In my head, it's Ivor
like
Cutler.
Over the engine.
Yeah. I've only read it. Haven't heard it.
Yeah. I am a yellow fly, fly high up the sky. Cannot see me when the sun shines. I am the color of the sunshine. We're podcasting. I am the color sunshine. It's podcasting.
We're listening to your
rendition. We're sitting around a little folk fire here.
Yeah.
Sharing. Sing me a folk ballad.
No.
Serenade me. We're telling stories. This is the internet's dead. The internet's died. You can't. There's no more gooning. I'm gonna have to come up with
gooning is over.
This is the goonopalypse. Goonpocalypse. And we're gonna have to entertain ourselves now, and we're not doing that. So I need to hear a folk song from your life.
I'm plenty entertained. All right. Sure, let me tell you a little story.
All about how. No, that's too gay.
Don't you dare. This is one of them spoken words folk songs.
So you gotta sing it.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's the spoken word kind. You gotta allow for those too. This you need that representation.
At least get some gravitas in your voice then.
If you're gonna Shatner it up.
if you're gonna pull a Shatner.
All right. Let me tell you about a little production company called Mushi Pro. It's a Japanese kind of production company. Makes drawings move. Move across the screen. Like nothing you've ever seen. I'm gonna get real gay with it now. Wait, you're making me fucking rhyme out here, Joss. So you've got this guy. His name is Tezuka Osamu. You've heard of him. He's a famous mangaka. Like Drew wrote, Tetsuan Adam, Astro Boy. Kimba the White Lion, Phoenix, Blackjack, like these classics of Japanese manga. He's sort of like the godfather of manga, you could say. It was around after the Second World War. You remember that one? Ended really poorly for Japan.
Suck it.
I don't even mean the fucking bombs. I mean like the sudden influx of American culture that warped and twisted the perspectives of manga writers at the time. The occupation brought along with it, like a shitload of American films, animation films as well, Disney films, fucking Snow White, Robin Hood, all of that shit, fucking Steamboat Willie. You know how the Disney films, the Disney animation films, they all like that really smooth, like motion, like really 24 frames.
Yeah, they draw all their frames. Yeah.
It's like drew each frame,
sticking one up on screen and moving the mouth a little bit.
Yeah, and that was like a revelatory thing for these mangakas at the time. And they were like, they saw all of this and they were like, we want to do this with our shit as well. But post-war economy and people were like, that's way too fucking expensive. 24 frames per second, like, who is gonna pay to like create a manga and turn it into an anime that runs at 24 frames per second? And Tezuka was like, fuck that shit, shut the fuck up, bitch. Who needs 24 frames? We can do this shit with 15.
Was it even 15? Hold,
hold my fucking sake. We can do this with 10. We can do this with 10 frames per second.
It's languid.
A turnaround time of less than a year. How about that? Mm. We can do it. And thus the modern anime industry was born with the production company Mushi Pro. They turned Astro Boy into an anime. Kimba the White Lion went on to inspire The Lion King. So
we did a history of anime.
Yeah.
Also, it's just
been on my mind a lot because of like the way that there's been a lot of reports recently from the studio that produces like Jujutsu Kaisen and like Attack on Titan. They're called MAPPA. Basically,
MAPPA.
Yeah.
Okay.
That never fucking occurred to me. never occurred to me before you did the cheeky eyebrow.
Sure.
They're going through a lot, Joss. They're being ground into the dust. They're being made to work extremely long hours. Who can judge them for their proclivities outside of work?
Their crypto fascist anime is about children. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What's a crypto-fascist? Is it like a fascist that's like, half a nipple?
If
the white power movement is like full behind the kimono, the crypto fascists are just like,
it's like a fascist version of the Crypt Keeper. It's like yay, 6 million is too many.
They were annoying.
Let me tell you a terrifying tale about the expulsion of the white race. Or perhaps a fascist who does a crypto crossword. That's also a possibility.
Crypto crossword is hard as shit.
Yeah.
You ever tried to learn the rules of that shit?
No. Yeah, this I ain't got time for that.
All the fucking answers about cricket.
I'm a Sudoku
cricket. It's full of fucking
socialist.
Cricket shit. You got no cricket to do the cryptic crossword. You know this? You know about this?
Cricket? What?
You got no cricket to do the cryptic crossword. There's cricket shit in it.
Cricket is kind of dope.
Cricket,
I've been like...
So you ever watch cricket?
No, but I've been reading about it.
What are you reading about cricket? Dumb
I
bitch.
Don't know. I was just like interested in cricket for like a hot second.
I'd go play cricket with you if you were doing a cricket club.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna be playing cricket. I'm still reading about it right now. I'm just like I'm into the research phase.
It's got lots of accessories.
Yeah, and I don't doubt it. I'd probably be pretty good at it too. Like given my. Genetic dispositions.
Shit's scary. You ever had a cricket ball fly at you?
Balls don't scare me, Jess.
Oh yeah?
No.
You can't stick your face in these.
I fear no balls. And smack it with my paddle.
Sadness.
So we've covered Ghoulies, we've covered the watercolors. Let's see, have we covered rape yet?
Have you got anything more to say about rape?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Which do you prefer? The rape scene from Royal Space Force or the various mm-hmm. rape scenes of Belladonna of Sadness?
Royal Space Force had that tit in Royal Space Force was just incredible.
Gay next titty, hell yeah.
Gay next titty was so blooming lovely.
Sure, yeah, that's true.
And these titties were all French. They were very French tits.
Yeah, they were art titties. Titties.
And I've had my fair fill of art tits. Mm. I've nibbled upon plenty.
Yeah.
And these days, what I'd like to just lay my head upon a soft titty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't need art tits anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think the last time we brought this up, you were a self-confessed a small titty person.
I am a small titty person. The Gynax ones were smaller titty, more than a handful is a waist.
I've heard this phrase before, and I think it's
what my ex-girlfriend's dad said to me. For real.
Swell guy. Sounds doesn't
well, he was driving me in the car somewhere.
Doesn't seem
it was just me
psycho,
and him.
Psychosexual at all. Just a complete silence just driving you and then suddenly turns to you and is like, listen carefully, Joss.
It wasn't much more than that.
Listen carefully.
He also, another fantastic thing that he enlightened me to was that he calls the cops Jedi. Because they carry a little stick and they're self-important.
That's kind of funny. I like that.
Yeah.
Jedi.
Yeah, I'll look out the Jedi.
Yeah, because they're fucking clowns.
Jedi clowns, cops of clowns. Yeah. See that cop getting wet.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, that was heartening. I enjoyed that. I think we ought to talk about.
Would you fuck a cop?
The midpoint. Would I fuck a cop? What kind of cop?
The bad kind. Would you fuck the one good cop?
Yes, I would bestow my penis upon the one good cop as a reward. Yeah.
I don't think I'd get tough. Out for a cop.
Oh, I don't think that would be an issue.
You want to fuck a cop? I can see it.
Well, this is just a hypothetical thing. This is just like a thought experiment. So I can't.
This is like when you said you wanted to suck my mortal enemy, my school bully's dick.
I did that. No.
I googled his name, and the only thing on the internet was that on my birthday in 2015, on my birthday, his oven blew up and nearly killed his child.
Serendipitous, isn't it?
and I sent you that article, and you said, "Is that him?" And you said, "I want to slob on that knob." I'm horny for.
No.
Yeah.
I would not suck off your enemies. I just felt like he was
suck his dick.
Handsome fella.
Then you talked about his handsome cock.
No. I just like if I referred to his
my
cock
birthday's
as
coming up.
Handsome,
all I'd say is stay out the kitchen, bitch. Maybe I'll hit you where it hurts. I'll blow up the green.
You just added a distinguished air about him. It just felt familiar. I don't know.
You're such a fucking bitch. You're such a bitch. Wait, you're on the list.
Doesn't make him a good person. Make him a person that I think is good.
Got the sick shirt. Check this out.
Yeah. What does it shirt. Say?
It says Underduck.
Underduck.
Underduck. Underduck. Underdark? Like a sick, like sort of progressive black metal band. No, not really progressive black metal band. Like a little bit progressive. You're into like Def Heaven, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're better than Def Heaven.
Oh, okay.
Like less gay than Def Heaven. Gay. But I somehow like more bits. Gay. Singers.
Oh, there we go.
A sister.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Abby. She's sick.
Oh, okay.
Used to be in a. Like a UK punk.
Hell yeah.
Like.
Oh, they're British.
Shit group. Yeah, they're British. Nottingham. Oh. Mm-hmm. Nottingham, I think they're Nottingham. No, maybe they're not Nottingham. Somewhere up north.
So would you fuck a cop?
No.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't go for a cop.
Okay.
No. They disgust me.
Yeah.
They fucking disgust me.
Yeah. No. Dude. Like,
yeah. Well, it's personal.
No, I'm personal. Also quite disgusted by the police on like a, ideological level, but
no, I'm discussed on a personal level.
But
personal,
the authority, the uniforms, or the appearance of authority, at least, or like the pretend appearance of authority. Nope. Also my blackness in contrast to their copness.
Mm-hmm. I have a personal beef with the cops. The one thing I will not air on the podcast.
Okay, well let's skip right over that then. If it's something you're not willing to air, it's probably best to not record that shit. All right,
yeah.
Joss.
Yeah, fuck him.
I keep learning things about you each time we do this.
And my personal beef isn't even the fact that one of them tried to fucking Ian Tomlinson me one time.
Ian Tomlinson.
You remember Ian Tomlinson? He was just a newspaper seller that was I think it was during the student protests He was just a newspaper seller going home from work.
Oh, was this like...
And the police knocked him down from behind and killed him.
Was this the 2010?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
2009, 2010 was like the Dockstuff riots and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And they barged into him. He was minding his own fucking business. Yeah. Barged into him from behind, killed him. They did the same fucking thing to me. So I wasn't minding my. I was at a protest. I was at an anti-fascist thing in Bristol. Some fascist marching, and we were going through the park to try and head the fascist off elsewhere, and I was walking alongside like the main group, like sort of taking a slower pace, and these fucking cops in riot gear just ran up straight. They were running behind me, like I hit, and then poof, straight into the back of me,
fucking
knocked
hell.
Me fucking flying because they were trying to head us off. They were trying to head off the main group. They just fucking out of nowhere, completely fucking sucker slammed me. Big fucking hairy dickheads. Fucking hate the cops in Bristol as well. They always use. Police dogs as well. Protests. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Police dogs make me so fucking sad.
Animals. Police dogs.
Yeah. Nasty.
You know what?
But you'd fuck them, so, you know.
No. I hate cops. I mean, like, this has reminded me how much I hate cops. But. There's a little pro tip for any of the hoes out
there. Be really embarrassing if I mixed up. Ian Tomlinson might be the actor out of a British sitcom. Yeah. I might have to Google that.
Oh, we could Google it after.
Say a name, you know.
Yeah, well, it was like the fucking memory for names. This. Fucking sucks.
It would be funny if the one actor's name that I remembered was this one. Anyway, what were you saying?
Any hoes out there? I wanna do a number on my head and dick. Where are some cop cosplay? That is a surefire.
That was Ian Tomlinson. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. G20 2009. But he wasn't involved. Fuck him. Fuck the cops.
Yeah. No, fuck cops. I don't want to fuck cops.
You want to love them.
No.
You want to make love to
them. No, I don't. No, I don't. Nurses are higher up on the pyramid, and so are maids, so are housewives, witches. Witches are
what about
up there.
Psychologists?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. But, like, higher than cops still, but not that high. Melfi from Sopranos, I think that really
she could
turned,
fix me
turned
with that
the
purse.
Key.
Yeah. I've never had a hot psychologist.
No. I don't think it would be productive for me. Or, no, it's probably for the best. I did want to talk about like the sort of turn in the movie. I just went up and looked at how long we were going, there's a point where very dramatically, like Jean gets assaulted by the devil like a number of times throughout the movie, and each time she sort of like gives up a little bit more of herself until she's like fully given herself to the devil, and like
and she gets hotter every time.
Yeah, it's the hidden power of rape. Yes. And in the final moment where she like gives herself over to the devil completely, it's followed by like this really wild psychedelic sequence of like visual
the
like word salad. Not the orgy. You know, stars flying across the screen, dinosaurs and aliens like morphing into each other.
It's a very different style.
Midpoint of the film is a bunch of like anachronistic images like just popping up, and like
Basquiat, like the style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. just like a real acid trip kind of vibes.
Mm. Yeah, that was sick. Although I've never had an acid trip like that. Have you had an acid trip like that? People say that about shit.
I've had a mushroom trip that was
mushroom trips. I've had way more shit. Yeah. Remember one of my first ones? I was like 14, 15 was when I was taking the most mushrooms, and
it's very young.
Remember one time I was under we were under a bridge in town. Because when you're a fucking kid, like, all you can fucking do is hide around under bridges and like behind bins and fucking.
You could play video games.
Yeah, but not if you're out taking mushrooms. And I went off to go piss behind. So I was used to have very audio trips.
Yeah.
And so I had like this fucking incredible synthesizer sound going on in here. It was like a squelchier, Mort Garson thing going on. It was like, And then I went behind the bridge to take a piss, took out my dick, and it turned into like a wiggly worm. And then the ground was all wiggly worms. It's fucking great.
Is that great? Yeah, okay.
Told you. And this movie also confirmed what I was ranting to you about yesterday. Not the thing about curb stomping everyone that's over the age of 65, but the thing about how life is more like happiness. And life is more about intensity of feeling than it is about good feeling, like, because that shit fucking made me.
Mm.
The intensity of feeling.
The snake dick episodes is like
it's one of my intense feelings that I've had.
Yeah.
So vividly remember it. Can vividly remember the scene.
Yeah, and what do you gain from this memory?
Look at me. This is all gains. This is all gains.
Yes, it's making gains in the gym of life. We're calling up to an hour, I think. What's the stamp you put on Belladonna Sadness? What's your score out of Wiggly Dicks?
This wasn't a 10 Wiggly Dick movie.
No.
It was not a 10 Wiggly Dick movie. This was... I'm going to say this was a 8.5 Squiggly Dick movie.
Yeah.
Squiggly pee-pee.
You disagree with the message?
Squiggly pee-pee pop.
Of liberty.
Do I disagree with the message? No, there wasn't much of a message to other than rebellion. There was no it was a revolutionary movie, but there was no post-revolutionary. There was no thought to post-revolution.
No, it did have like just a poignant shot of like this row of same faced, same eyed women in like a gray wigs or not wigs or
no they were no like they all turn, they all turned into Belladonna. She was the every woman, she was every man.
That's what I mean. I thought that was a very visually interesting. It was good.
Memorable. What are you thinking?
Not enough rape. Yeah. No, it was just the right amount.
Just
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof. She likes it. Oof.
And now we gotta figure out what we're watching for next week.
What are we watching next week?
I was thinking. I guess I could like give you the keys on this one here. Mm. I was split between like this 80s gay crime anime set in New York called Banana Fish, or we could watch Death Parade, which is sort of like the death therapy anime we discussed. Briefly yesterday.
Death therapy.
Yeah.
What was the deal with that one?
It's like people sort of like meeting in an afterlife and like sorting through their earthly affairs through games.
Is the New York one actually
deaf
gay?
Deaf games. I'm not sure how gay the New York one is. I think it's fairly gay. I haven't seen that one. Mm-hmm. I have seen Death Parade. It's good.
Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah.
Watching you, so.
Oh, we'll flip a coin. Somalia,
dealer's choice.
Oh, well, no, you know, in that case, we'll watch the one I haven't seen. We'll watch Banana Fish.
Banana Fish. Banana.
Yeah.
Banana.
All right.
Banana, banana, banana. Banana, banana, banana.
You've been listening to Anime banana. Now.
Banana, banana, banana.
And don't get raped out there.
Banana, banana, banana.
Good night.